We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? It's the CHGO Cubs podcast with our spring training coverage presented by Blue Moon Made Brighter. Get Blue Moon delivered and see delivery options by visiting getbluemoonbeer.com/CHGO. Celebrate responsibly. Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Luke Stuckmeyer, Ryan Herrera, and Cody Delmendo all in the same building.
Yeah, look who's finally out of the pen. Oh, finally out
they
of the box.
Let me out of the bubble.
God, I used to dream of times like this.
Where you didn't have to leave the show anymore?
Where I didn't.
That's what he said when I put in Slack, I'm back.
And I said, yeah. I used to dream of times like this. Let's not get it twisted. I don't mind leading the show, but this show is at its best when Luke Stuckmeyer is on the far end.
That's wonderful.
And I'm here shooting from the hip.
And I'm in the middle.
And Ryan's the one
being
here.
Trying to like really back in.
Yeah.
Trying to like pull you guys back.
That's right.
That's when the show.
Don't pull muscle.
That's when the show is at its best. All right. So it's not that I don't mind doing it or that I don't like doing it. I just know this show is at its best when all three of us are here talking about this team.
Our boss, Jake, was like, hey, maybe you should. He jokingly said, target being back by opening day. I never thought that would be the case, but I'm fine for help.
Yeah, we almost had to put you on the IL.
That's right. They were thinking about the 60-day move. They weren't sure, not sure what to do about it. Hey, shout out to the new diehards, Jason and Cliff, jumping on board just in time for the season.
Hell
because
yeah.
Ryan Stuff, again, right now, not behind the paywall, but...
We'll be soon.
We'll be soon.
Yeah, I had a newsletter come out today, this morning. Inbox is also on the site, but starting next week, those are going to be locked. And if you're not a diehard, you don't get to read my awesome stuff.
That's right.
So become a diehard.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
You get to pick out a free shirt. You get the diehard card. You get the 20% off the takeovers. You get all that stuff that comes along with it. And did I mention, we got a merch drop today.
Ooh.
Dope merch alert.
Merch drop.
It's just not my return to the studio. And it's not just that baseball season for the Cubs starts this week. We've got a baseball merch drop that we had today. Kind of a North Side deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
North Side deal. We've got a lot of new shirts at the CHGO locker right now. Mm-hmm. And you can go there and check them out. And again, when you sign up to be a diehard, any one shirt you get to pick free.
Yep.
But now there's a lot of new ones. We have the Bring Sammy Home one that Cody came up with.
Bring him home.
We've got all the Chicago Collection ones, which is the green one, the pizza one, the Second City one. Now we have Defend the North Side. Mm-hmm. Of course, we got Belly Bomb still out there. And Sunday Fun Day.
Yeah.
That's our first, along with the pizza one, those are our first white t-shirts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which, summer, cooler in the summer.
Cooler in the summer, you know, sun's out, you're feeling good. And
that's right.
Everyone likes a Sunday fun day, right?
Everyone likes a Sunday fun day. I mean, you can never not have enough blue shirts, in my opinion. So
Load up before the season starts. Oh, so those just dropped. Yeah. First thing today, check them out at allchgo.com in the locker. Now, we did have a lot of news over the weekend going on with the Cubs, right? Like,
We had Steele get drilled in the shin. Was it the shin?
Shin or knee?
Yeah, it was like the knee. It was like the knee.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Yep.
Instantly, I tweeted out, just go get Montgomery. Just go do it.
I offered up both legs, not just one, both legs to go to Justin Steele. Credit to me for offering both my legs and not being able to walk on my own two legs for the rest of my life. Thankfully, he didn't need them.
But he's okay.
For one opening day start.
You're
giving up your legs.
He's okay. And then the other big news was that Shota Imanaga will be the home opener starter a week from today. Hard to believe that's a week from today. By the way, this is like opening day weather.
Oh, yeah. 60 degrees out
home opener weather, isn't it? Like,
Does it not feel like baseball's back in Chicago right now?
It's cloudy. It's raining.
Dreary. But windy. Hey, the temperature is at least decent.
I'd take this for a home opener.
Yeah.
But Imanaga, I believe he's the first rookie to make his major league debut as the starter in the home opener in Cubs history. Ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I obviously was not aware. Is that Kamka that put that
No, on? I saw it over the weekend.
Maybe Sarah Lane.
Someone else.
What does that have to, like, I'm trying to think who else would get that honor, right? Like, because 50% of the time, it's going to be your season opener, so it's almost always your ace.
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting, but it's, that'll be fun for sure, is making his debut at Wrigley in front of the crowd. And what is that? That's a Monday night, so who knows how. I'm sure it'll be packed. It's Cubs opening day, right? Home opener. It should be packed.
Chris Bryant will be back in town.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun day. And, you know, we talk about Imanaga. One of the things coming out of Japan was, his home runs were one of his Achilles heel, so to speak, was giving up a lot of home runs. So he might love Wrigley in April, the way knocking that down.
Yeah. April 1st. And also, by the way, we should mention that for the season opener on Thursday, we're going to be at Country Club. Back at Country Club.
Oh, boy.
Right?
We're back.
It's going to be a roller coaster for me that day.
Oh, wow. I was thinking about that.
I'm going to be in a glass
case. Your focus will be the baseball game, right?
My focus will be the baseball game because the basketball game isn't until like 9 p.m. or whatever.
Oh,
so
we might be on the show.
We might be live on postgame during the first half of Illinois and Iowa State. But yeah, I'm happy that they're both not on at the same time. I'll take that. But I might not go to sleep Thursday night.
You could get hurt twice.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm either going to be both teams could either win and I'm just going to be so amped that I'm not going to go to sleep Thursday night. Or I'm going to be so dead inside because both teams lose, or at least Illinois loses, and I'm going to want to, you know, I'm just going to lay in bed and think about all my hopes and dreams that I will never have. So I'm ready to be hurt again on Thursday. But at the very least, I hope the Cubs give us a fun one to talk about.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And a good time with diehards and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
Godmother Barb has pointed out that Cody does have a fresh haircut, and she thinks it looks cute.
Thank you, Barb.
Wow.
Credit to Barb.
How about that?
Bigger for her to say.
Barb noticing the haircut.
She didn't say anything about my haircut last week, so it makes me feel bad.
That's unfortunate.
You didn't look as cute as Cody.
Apparently not.
Where are we at with, you know, I've been gone a while. Where are we at on the push to 30 by opening day?
So I haven't stepped on the scale for a week and a half, but last I stepped on the scale, and I didn't add this to my thread of
trying
tweets.
To lose 30 pounds by opening day. Was that since New Year's?
Since day one of January,
2024.
Yeah.
Okay.
2024. I'm currently down, at least according to the last time I stepped on the scale, down 24 pounds.
Oh, right. And a week and a half ago.
But you did drinking over the weekend.
I did. That was before St. Patrick's Day. That was before
Circa.
My Saturday, before Circa on Thursday, where Steven was there. We had a great time.
We made a lot of money.
We did really well. We did make a lot of money.
Must be nice.
Yeah, so I'm a little nervous. However, you know, if I'm within that, like, five.
No. You got to get there. if you get to, like, 26 pounds, then I want to see you doing what the wrestlers do. I want you wearing garbage bags and running around Country Club sweating it off.
Okay.
We'll have to shave the rest of your head, too, just to get that little extra weight off.
I got a haircut over the weekend, and my head feels significantly lighter, so, you know.
The next, that's we get to country club, we bring like four sweatsuits and a garbage bag, and Cody just has to sit there and sweat off the final 3 pounds to get there. We're not going to let you fail.
Listen, like ever since Blue Moon became our best friends, you know, it's been hard to not engage in lots of Blue Moons. It's like I say, I wake up, Blue Moon. I you know, I eat lunch, Blue Moon.
Yeah,
eat dinner, Blue Moon. Go to sleep, dream about Blue Moon. That's all I do. All right. So it's been kind of tough. All right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have made significant progress and I'm very happy about it, at the very least.
Hey, Niren says he's renewed his diehard. See?
Credit
just
to
in time for baseball
Credit
season.
To Niren. Niren, let's
Niren, you
going to
be there at the opening day?
I think he said he will be.
The Hang's going to be at the Hang?
I believe so. Hopefully we have more. I know.
He was at our party last year, right?
He was. Yeah. It was, yeah.
So.
Got to meet Ole Niren, our favorite person in the chat. One Cody's of our
I'm sure Corey will be there too. And then, you know, other diehards and people who live in the general area.
Yeah. So make sure you're signing up for that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So
it's free to come.
It is free. Just for, all you got to do is RSVP.
Yeah. It's on the website. That's all you
got to
do.
We got a lot to talk about in the show. We're going to talk about the roster moves that were decided today by Craig Council. We're going to continue our power rankings of the NL Central, position-wise. Today, we go shortstop, third base. So we're talking Dansby Swanson and, I guess, Nico Hoerner as your backup. And then you're also looking at third base, where we have the three-headed monster of Morel, Madrigal, and Wisdom, I suppose, right?
Master Boney.
Master Boney. Mm-hmm. Whoever you want to throw in that mix over at third base, how do they rank up against the rest of the NL Central? We'll be talking about that today. And we'll also mention, by the way, book your tickets, CHGO, to Tokyo.
Mm. God. Can't wait.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll be there.
I'm going to ask our bosses about it every single day until
next year.
Until next year. That'll get them. Persistence is key.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Godfather's predicting an A+. But real quick, how do you feel about Imanaga doing that home opener? Too much pressure for a guy? First major league game?
I don't think so. Listen, all I can... Okay, I'll admit, is it because he's Japanese that my first thought of what I'm about to say is coming?
Oh, boy. Careful now.
Oh, wow.
Careful now.
Are you sure you want to say that?
All I'm saying is that... Kosuke Fukudome had a great home opener. All right. It was opening day, but he had a great home opener. And so
I don't think that has anything to do with anything. But
I'm trying to manifest that same energy for Imanaga. That's all I'm saying. Yes. I'm not saying that it's anything else. All right.
Maybe it's just debuts we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about debuts. It's one of the most memorable debuts for a Cubs player.
That is true.
All right. So, that's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to manifest that same type of injury energy because he's coming over from Japan too.
That game was electric.
It was.
All right.
It was electric.
Six RBIs in a home run in like the ninth inning to extend that game. Okay. But as someone who I hate when people do what I basically just did, I'm trying to beat around the bush the best way I can without it coming off as like offensive.
I think we'll cut it off here just to keep it safe.
Well, he's playing the Rockies. How about that? That's an easier opponent for his first career start.
That's right.
That's fair too.
That's true. Hopefully Chris Bryant doesn't get him.
You
want to know what's electric? Circus Sportsbook. Cody's been on fire. As you guys mentioned, you were out there in Waukegan.
Yeah.
You like it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And you like it a lot.
I had the over on the Illinois-Morehead State game, and then I had the over on Illinois and Duquesne game on Saturday as well.
Mm. Any parlays? You guys hitting any parlays?
I hit a parlay over the weekend as well.
Oh,
all at Circa Sports.
Wow, no wonder you got a haircut.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm winning money at Circa is why I got a haircut. Absolutely. But there's a few things why Circa's it has to be your go-to sports book. All right. The games strive to be a -110 split on the Circus Sports menu, unlike other sports books, which may use -115 or -120 splits. Circus Sports keeps as little money as possible on large market bets, especially compared to other books. They also don't limit players based on their winnings. Every player has the same limits, unlike other books who do limit winning players. They encourage bettors to download and explore other sports betting apps available as well, so you can compare the lines from each book. Finally, the biggest thing is their customer service is one of the best because you're not dealing with chatbots. You're dealing with actual people, all right? All aspects of their app are being run by the same team that runs the main Circa Sportsbook at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Download the Circus Sports Illinois app at circusports.com/Illinois-app to sign up today. Also be on the lookout for Circa events, watch parties like ours coming up on Thursday, and tailgates. If you or someone you may know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER, text GAMB to 833-234, or visit areyoureallywinning.com. And in this specific scenario, I'm talking about Shohei Ohtani. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to throw that.
Okay. Did he speak yet today?
No,
I don't think so.
He was supposed to speak to reporters.
Apparently, he's only going to give a statement. Yeah, and that's it. That no questions.
About right.
But you know what makes a statement every time?
I do.
Blue Moon.
Yeah, blue Moon. Big old bucket of Blue Moon.
Wake up.
Right there. See it. I'll make a little room for it.
Makes a statement. You know, baseball season's coming up Thursday. We're 3 days away right now from three days and like a couple hours away from the Cubs and the Rangers officially kicking off their seasons. Obviously, there's games prior to that, but right here we care about when the Cubs start playing, and that's Thursday night. But yeah, I mean, there are still some free agents out there. I'm not saying the Cubs are going to get them, but you still got to watch out for that. Cubs made a couple more roster cuts over the weekend, and obviously we have now kind of discovered who is going to be on the 26-man roster on opening day. That all comes with the excitement of baseball season, but Blue Moon gives you a dose of ballpark nostalgia without even being at the park. In fact, Blue Moon was born in a ballpark at the Sandlot Brewery in Denver, Colorado. Its bold flavor, bright explosion of color, and iconic orange slice ritual guarantee a one-of-a-kind beer experience year-round. You know, that's actually like my favorite thing to do with the Blue Moon. Like I've said it before, like I can drink a Blue Moon out of a bottle, out of a can, whatever it is.
But draft.
Get it,
shotgun it, whatever.
Sure, yeah, I've done that too. But you get a nice chilled glass, get it on the draft.
Chilled mug.
With the orange slice. I mean, there's nothing better than that.
Frosty mug. Yeah. Frosty mug hits right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I think Cody says it slaps.
It slaps.
It slaps.
It does slap.
So a bold new year deserves a bold, unique beer. From its refreshing flavor with Valencia orange peel for a subtle sweetness and hints of coriander, Blue Moon Belgian-style wheat ale is one-of-a-kind beer that's made brighter. It's carefully crafted and full-flavored with refreshing notes and a smooth, creamy finish. Blue Moon isn't just another beer. It's a whole different experience. Why strike out with the same old beer when you can get something one-of-a-kind? Best served with a signature orange garnish, like I said. To showcase its beautiful hazy color, a beer this good only comes around once in a blue moon, but you can enjoy it all off-season and all season long. Make winter weather feel like spring training. Blue Moon Belgian-style wheat ale is one of a kind every time. Get Blue Moon delivered by visiting get.bluemoonbeer.com/CHGO to see your delivery options. That's get.bluemoonbeer.com/CHGO. Blue Moon made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
And the Blue Moon beer bat has been washed out, I believe, by Cody. He's got it ready to go.
Okay. Yep. I have two of them. I have two of them now, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I have one.
In case you need to do a double?
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. No, I have the one here, but then when me and Ryan were out at spring training, I got one there, and that one's going to be at home. So I have no excuses. So whenever when the Cubs went on the weekends and we don't have a show, I can do them at home for the people.
Very nice.
Credit to me.
Very nice. Time for our Factor Meal Kits Cubs Spring Training Takeaways, which are, of course, presented by our friends at Factor. Use the code CHGOCUBS50 to get 50% off your first Factor box and free wellness shots for life with any active subscription at https://factormeals.com/CHGOCUBS50. So what do we have for some takeaways for you from spring training? Oh, we got a lot of stuff for you. Some roster announcement. I'm kind of surprised this came this early. Madrigal, Mastroboni to the bench. They're your bench pieces, right?
Yeah.
But it's because of injuries that I'm surprised that they've even kind of thrown it out there that this is the way. Mm-hmm. Luke Little and Jose Kwas to the bullpen. Cody's favorite, Kwas. And then, to me, the most interesting part of it is that Canario and Wesneski are going to Iowa, with Wesneski being stretched out now to be a starter. So he doesn't make the opening day roster.
I think that for Wesneski specifically, that's the route I would have taken. He's part of that starting pitching depth. Obviously, he was in the competition for that fifth spot all offseason long, all spring training. I think just keeping him there, like, he did pitch out of the bullpen for the Cubs last year. But they do have a lot of guys in that bullpen right now that can, you know, be that bullpen arm, right? Like, if Wisniewski stays stretched out, you know, it's a lot easier for a guy to kind of dial back a little bit on the volume and get more into like a reliever role than doing the opposite, than going from reliever and trying to build back up into a starter. So I think for obviously maintaining starting pitching depth, like, you know, you never know how many starters you're going to need this season and in any season. Like, Tyone already got hurt, and that's why they have to go with a different name in the starting rotation. So keeping that starting pitching depth, at least for the early season, you know, keeping that depth as much as possible just makes sense to me. So having Wisniewski go back down to AAA, stretch out, or, you know, stay stretched out, stay on a starter schedule in case he's needed, I think that just makes sense. And I think that's the best, that was the best thing they could have done for him right now. Like, that's what I would have done, is have him start in AAA. If he wasn't going to start in the rotation for the Cubs, have him start in the AAA rotation, stay on that schedule, and just stay stretched out. I think that's the right way to go about it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as Hayden, I guess I'm a little surprised, just because I know how much, or I guess not I, but we know how much Council raved about him at Cubs convention. So, for that reason alone, I thought maybe he'd have a chance to get that last spot. But because they want to stretch him out as a starter, makes sense. I don't hate it. So I'm cool with it. I'm excited to see Luke Little and Jose Kwas. Luke Little, I think the ceiling for him this year is find himself being like kind of what Julian Merriweather became for the Cubs last year.
That's high expectations.
Well, that's what I'm optimistic about, right? I'm not expecting it, but that's what I'm optimistic about, that he could be a back-end reliever, a guy that they can rely on to go to late in the games when things matter, because this guy is different from a lot of guys that they've had in the bullpen, in the back end, especially over the years. This guy can throw 100. This guy's got great stuff. He's young. They're going to have him for a long time. And so, like, this is Luke Little's chance to not only earn high leverage innings down the road, but to prove that he's a major leaguer. He's going to get opportunities. I think to start, he's probably going to get some low leverage spots. But if he does well, he will earn some high leverage spots down the road during the season. So I'm saying by the end of the year, I'm optimistic that he can be one of those go-to guys when the Cubs need, you know, it's a one-run game and they need a shutdown inning in the eighth, perhaps ninth even. Like, I don't want to get too crazy, but don't let me talk myself into it, okay? I think that he can be one of those guys. So, and then with Jose Kwas, like, I'm expecting him to just be better this year because he won't be used nearly as much. And I'm optimistic that maybe he can be like what Scott Efros was because of the arm slot. So I'm actually really happy with the bullpen moves here because they're young. You can also option them, which was something that we've talked about all offseason because they have so many guys.
Yeah, flexibility.
They have so many guys in the bullpen who aren't optionable. So, like, you know, if one of them struggles or something, then you can, you know, send them to Iowa. Here's the hoping that doesn't happen, right? So, yeah, I like the moves of the bullpen. I am a little annoyed about the position player side, though.
Canario?
Yeah. Like, okay, I'll say this much. Do I think Craig Counsell will put Nick Madrigal and Miles Mastroboni in better positions to succeed with the Cubs? Yes, because he's a better manager than David Ross. We all believe that. That's why they paid him the most money to be the manager for the Cubs, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that no matter what, it really doesn't matter. However, what I'm annoyed about is the fact that Canario was part of a major trade that you made a few years ago, and you still don't know anything about the guy. And the only thing that's bringing me back a little bit on it is the fact that, you know, he was hurt most of last year. He didn't really get many at-bats in the you know, even in the minors, and then, you know, was called up as kind of like a...
But when he does, he hits home runs.
That one time.
Yeah.
Like, he got the call up because of just his hard work of getting back and all that, and the Cubs did him a favor, right? Mm-hmm. We all know that. But for me, it's like Nick Madrigal and Miles Mastroboni are the same player. They're utility infielders, right? Maybe Mastroboni can play corner outfield if you absolutely need him to. Right, but you have Mike Tauchman, who's going to be your fourth outfielder if you want to sit Hap, Seiya, or Bellinger one day. You know, so it's not like he's going to be asked to do that on a regular basis. So to me, I just don't really understand, since again, they're both the same player. And we've talked about how this team has potential to have a ton of power on it. Like if Bellinger does what he does and Saya takes that step and is more consistent, and you know, I could go down the list, right? But we just don't, like, we haven't had the Canario question answered yet. And like, that's kind of my thing. And we can sit here and talk about how high we are on prospects all off season, all during the season, whatever. But the Cubs, it's almost like they don't want to play them. And I don't get
I think just to cut in real quick, you're talking about the Canario question. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need it to be answered right now. Like, he's not going to answer it the first week of April. Okay. You know what I'm trying to say?
He'll still get his shot.
He will.
And I will say that I do believe, I give it 45 days.
We could have a trade before the season starts.
In 45 days. That? But sometime in the next.
Just arbitrary deadline from, for you.
It's not even really a deadline. To me, it's not even a deadline. It's more of like sometime in the first 45 days of the season, Alexander Canario will be on the roster. That's what I believe. I think that they are starting him in the minors because he didn't get a lot of at-bats last year, and he didn't exactly succeed that much at the major league level when he got called up. I don't put any, you know, I'm not even criticizing it because it's not like he got everyday playing time during the process, but that's my only reason, or the only thing I can think of to why they decided to send him in the minors, because he's coming off the injury and didn't have a lot of, you know, at-bats last year in the minors. So maybe they want him to get anywhere from 50 to 100 bats in the minors, get going, kind of like how Christopher Morel did in April last year. That's the way, that's the thing I kind of look at it as. And then call him up, and hopefully he can provide a nice platoon spot in that DH role / outfielder. You know,
I think that's the issue, and that's probably why he was sent down, is that, yes, he could be. Well, just look at it this way. Like, where is he going to play every day? I think is the main question you ask yourself. Like, is he going to play every day if he starts the season with the Cubs?
Difficult.
Probably not. He's not going to play in the outfield, provided I think the updates we've been getting is Hap is still in line for opening day.
Right.
So Hap, Bellinger, Suzuki are your outfielders until, you know, whatever. So he's not going to be playing in the outfield every day. Is he going to be DHing every day? Well, you look at Garrett Cooper's now on the team, right? He's making the team.
The answer is no.
Yeah, exactly. So is it better for him to, he may get a few more opportunities than he did obviously in September when he was called up last year, but it's not going to be everyday playing time. It's not going to be the consistency you want for, as you said, a guy who missed a lot of time because of injuries.
Fair.
So
I'll give you that. The best thing for his growth would be playing time right now, whereas you're not worried about that with Madrigal and Mastroboni.
Yeah.
You're not. And I'll get to those guys when we grade the third baseman coming up, but we don't want to forget, we got a great shortstop, which I think is one of the most interesting positions in the division for power rankings. There's a lot of really good names and some really good young names in there. I think it's pretty easy to say, you know, when FanGraphs went through and they ranked all the shortstop positions for teams, they put the Cubs at 9th overall. I could put them higher than that because Dansby Swanson is followed up by Nico Horner. Like, if something happens to Dansby, the Cubs' backup plan's as good as it gets. But you have Willy Adames, O'Neill Cruz, Ellie De La Cruz, and Mason Wynn.
Yeah, looking like the starting shortstops.
I mean, the starting shortstops in the division make you think that that could be, like, the showcase position of the division for a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it's like, depends how you feel about guys that have, like, established themselves versus guys that, like, have a whole lot of potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because,
like, Swanson's obviously more established in the big league level than, like, an O'Neill Cruz or Ellie De La Cruz. But, like, those guys were, like, considered top prospects for a reason. And, like, I know, you know,
Mason Wynn's a big prospect.
Yeah, another big prospect. Like, I know De La Cruz, like, wasn't as good with the Reds the last couple months of the year. Like, he had his struggles.
Struck out way too much.
Yeah, but, like, he's obviously one time, like, well, he was the top prospect in baseball, I think, right?
When he first, like, his first couple weeks, everybody was like, this guy's the Michael Jordan of baseball.
Same thing with O'Neill Cruz at the Pirates, right? Yeah. So, like, it depends what you think about or whether you value the fact that Dansby Swanson's a two-time All-Star, multi-time Gold Glove. Like, he has established himself. He's won a World Series. And, obviously, he plays amazing defense and can give you 25-ish home runs a year. Or do you, like, are you ranking them based on how good O'Neill Cruz and Ellie De La Cruz and even Mason Wynn can be, right? I think that's the balance that if you're going through these rankings, that's how you're balancing it out.
Do you think the Brewers are only one spot behind the Cubs on that? They had Fangraphs had Swanson 9th, Willie Adames 10th.
Yeah, I mean, Willie Adames, he's a decent player for them. I would say Swanson is for sure better than him as an overall player. I think O'Neill Cruz and L.A. De La Cruz have higher ceilings than Willie Adames as well. So, you know, that is what it is. And Mason Wynn, we just haven't seen enough to really be able to
let's just say that's a scary situation.
Yeah. I was like, is someone going to fall through?
That's all I'm going to say.
Anyway, I think that, you know, that's fair that Adames is there. I think the big question here, though, is like how far could the Brewers fall back on this? Because I think Willie Adames could be traded at the deadline this year. He's going into a walk year. The Brewers have already traded a bunch of guys like Burns and, you know, whoever else that I'm not thinking off the top of my head. We all kind of think that they could be a 500 team or better, but we also feel like they could also not be good considering their rotation is kind of not healthy right now. Mm-hmm. Or even Devin Williams isn't healthy either, right? So, as far as ranking this, I would go Swanson number one just based off experience, and he's made the All-Star team a handful of times. He's the best defensive shortstop in baseball. Again, the best defensive shortstop in baseball. It's not even a question. It's straight facts. He is the best defensive shortstop in baseball. All right. And then I would go Adames and then probably go L.A. De La Cruz, O'Neill Cruz, and then Mason Wynn if I were to rank these five.
I'm cool with that. Yeah. I think it's good. And I think it shows again that the Cubs, now we've had first or second place, left field, center field, right field, second base, shortstop. You got at least five positions where the Cubs are first or second in the division, and I think that's not even debatable at this point. But third base is coming up. I'll tell you who's in first place. Our guys over at Ray Chevy. Best offers of the year during the March Radness sales event. Make your way to Ray Chevrolet on Route 12 in Fox Lake to join in on the savings. One of the top-selling Chevy dealers in the Midwest. You'll always be able to shop one of Chicagoland's largest Chevy inventories. Perfect tailgate vehicles awaiting you at Ray Chevy right now during Truck Month. For a limited time, they're offering 0% financing for 72 months. Did you hear me right? 0% financing for 72 months on new Silverados with over 100 available, 125 vehicles under 20 grand. Seriously, guys, can you find pricing more affordable than that? The answer is no. Everybody loves the word free, too, and that's why this month at Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake, it's a free oil change. All you have to do is mention the four most important letters in the alphabet, CHGO, when scheduling your oil change. Start off the new year right and schedule it by April 1st. Next Monday, you got a week to do this. Visit Ray Chevrolet in Fox Lake or RayChevrolet.com. They've been serving the community since 1963. Find new roads. No better way to jump into a new baseball season than with a new Chevy Silverado ready to tailgate on your way. Maybe tailgate on the way home? Mm. Maybe not. Is that legal?
I don't think so, no.
When you get home.
When you get home, yeah.
When you get home.
Yeah.
Or if you can't get to the ballpark, you just pop open the tailgate in your driveway.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There you go.
Yard party.
Then, you know, after you get your new truck, you know, you're going to have to find a way to get around or get to the ballpark, right? Yeah. You can use your truck to drive yourself to Cubs home opener next week. Mm. And then when you get there, you can hop on Game Time and get your last minute tickets. Cause and I say this because it's April, right? Tickets at Wrigley are always cheap in April because the weather is such a hit or miss thing.
Yeah.
The best time would just wait till you get up there and then check Game Time. Because if the weather is a little questionable, you probably get a ticket cheaper than you did like a couple hours beforehand, right? So
cheaper tickets in April, cheapest tickets Game Time.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Got that
you just
right.
Said it perfectly, mm-hmm. Right? Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Ticket or prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to first pitch. Like I just said, the killer last minute deals, all in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. I used Game Time a handful of times last year when I went to beautiful historic Wrigley Field. Super easy. You can see, like I said, you can see the spot, like the, they have pictures of the seat and everything. It's so easy. And again, last minute tickets, you just show up, get on the red line if you have to. And, you know, once you get to the ballpark, you can pop up Game Time and you'll see, oh, wow, these tickets went down. Like these prices went down. It's a beautiful thing, right? So, last minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals, easy to find and buy MLB tickets for any kind of event in your area. Maybe you're in Texas. Maybe you want to go watch the Cubs opening day in Texas and boo the entire World Series ring ceremony. I don't care what you do. But you can do it with Game Time. All right. The last minute deals save up to 60% off buying last minute. For sports, concerts, comedy, theater, save even more with exclusive app deals on select seats ahead of the game or the event. Save even more when you choose a section and let Game Time choose the seats. Toggling the features show the total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. None of that bait and switch stuff. That's one of the big reasons why I love Game Time, all right? Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time for a limited time. All users can get $20 off any MLB purchase of $150 or more in the Game Time app with code FIRSTPITCH. Terms apply. That's code FIRSTPITCH for $20 off from March 25th to April 14th only. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Home opener, opening day, just different deals. Yeah. Right? It's just a different thing. Like a lot of people make a tradition out of just going to that one game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That might be the only game they go to all year, but like
that's the way to do it is to wait to the last minute opening because there's always somebody that has something going on. A kid is sick or they got a bail second, or whatever. Yep. And then they put those out.
And then Game Time's got your back.
Yeah. Bingo. They get it back. All right. I saw the Godfather wants somebody to lend him $300 so he can go to a game. Shohei Ohtani has been lending a lot of money lately. So maybe that's worth looking into.
Godfather also said for the shortstop rankings, what a surprise, a Cub at number one.
Well, who do you want higher? Tell me, how would you rank the division power rankings for shortstop?
If there's one thing for certain, it's that the Cubs have the best shortstop in this division.
He said that for every single one that we've put like one or two, though.
Well, third base is coming up, and the Cubs are not first.
Yeah.
They are not first.
Here we go, Godfather. This is just for you. Just this segment, super pessimistic here. Here we go.
This segment has been curated for the Godfathers of CHGO, Michael Collada. Third base power rankings in the NL Central. Nolan Arenado's in there. Key Brian Hayes, former Cub. Jamer Candelario.
Two-time former Cub.
Yeah, two-time. And world champion. Yep. Sal Frelick of the Brewers. And then the Cubs. With that trio, or should I say quad, of Morel, Wisdrum, Madrigal, Mastroboni. Listen, the CWMM.
I think the Cubs have the biggest, I don't know if they have the biggest question, because I don't know Sal Frelick and his success at third base.
I don't either, but you could easily argue the Cubs are dead last.
You could easily argue it. I will say that they probably, if you're talking about overall, because I think Morel can hit with that entire list. That like, I know Nolan Arenado is, you know, he's the most proven there, and he has he won like 10 straight like Gold Glove awards or whatever. He belongs at the top. He'll probably never be
Nolan Arenado. I'm pretty confident in
that. Right. He finally didn't win one last year, so thank God. Anyway, Key Brian Hayes, definitely one of the best defensive shortstop or third baseman in the league. But will he hit? He definitely started to hit last year. So can he do it again? He has to prove a little bit more, but he definitely has a high ceiling. And then Jamer Candelario, I'm sorry. He's the most mid player you could ever ask me to say. He is as mid as mid is.
What a change from the trade deadline when everyone was banging the table to trade for Jamer Candelario.
Give me the candy man.
Because you're not the only one that said that. Like, we've seen that in the chat. I've seen it on, like, Twitter and stuff. Like,
that doesn't mean that I think he's bad. I just think he's having
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
Agreed. He was having a very nice season for a very average player.
I'm just saying that the tune has just changed a lot, which is kind of it's just funny because he was, like, seen as outside of Bellinger, when obviously he got pulled back from the trade deadline market, Candelario was viewed as the best bat on the trade market at the deadline last year. And, like, again, people were pounding the table for the Cubs to go get him. But, It's just funny how the tune changes. Yeah. Just because like he never was like this amazing player. Like he was more towards like average to he could have an above average season, which is what he had when the Cubs traded for him last year.
I got a question. What would be the limit? What would be the ceiling for the Cubs in this power ranking by the end of the season? Arenado, I think, is clearly first, right?
Yeah. I think
Ke'Bryan Hayes, let's say Ke'Bryan Hayes is spectacular defensively but can't hit. And on the flip side, Morel is a butcher at third, but he hits 30 home runs. Is number two as high as you, could you move the Cubs all the way to number two if Morel hits a bunch of home runs but doesn't play very good third base?
I mean, he has to do more than just hit home runs.
Yeah, in that scenario, it's
so an tough. Average Jamer Candelario would rank higher than that. Like if he's on it, well, if those two guys are good at one thing and bad at the other, would you rather have just the average? Guy at third?
He is mid, okay? But no, I think by the end of the year, if things work out the way that I think they will, we won't even be talking about Morel at third base because we'll be talking about Matt Shaw playing third base.
Okay.
But Morel, can he hold it down until Matt Shaw is ready? I think that he showed in the spring he showed a mixed bag. He made some tough plays. In the last couple games I've watched, he's made some of the routine plays that everyone questioned. Can this guy even make the routine plays? I think it will just be a roller coaster with him at third. But if he hits and he takes another step from last year, we probably aren't going to be complaining too much about his defense at third. And as Ryan has stated to me many times to get me to not jump off a freaking cliff, the Cubs are going to use the DH role as, like, they're going to be rotating guys around. So there will unfortunately be days where Morel is probably playing DH and they're going to put Madrigal at third, okay?
Yeah.
Or Mastroboni, all right? And at the very least, those guys are good defensively. And I think Mastroboni can be a lot better than last year in terms of just providing more value. I do think that in the correct role, right? Which him and Madrigal both will be using the correct role this year. Unless massive injuries happen, and I'm going to be very sad. All right. Morel won't surpass Arenado, probably won't even surpass Hayes, but he can be third. He can be better than Jamer Candelario.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's going to take...
And Sal Frelick.
It's definitely going to take a really good offensive year for Morel. Like, I think that we all believe he can have.
Yeah.
But, like, the key for him is to, like, prove he can at least be adequate at third base, right? Like him, as far as like the rankings, you know, his ability to move up those rankings, I for me, it hinges on if he can play third base well defensively, or just good enough that they can, he can play reliable, they can feel confident throwing him out at third base every day. Like that's going to be the test for him. As you both have said, like I don't, Nolan Arenado is a clear number one in this division at that position, and
makes me
like,
sick.
I don't. It would take a lot for him to not be number one by the end of the year. I think.
Agreed.
Like Ke'Bryan
even Hayes, in a really down year.
Yeah, like so because he's so good defensively, and we've seen how well he can hit the ball, like plenty throughout his career.
For the first time, finally last year, Nolan Arenado had what you would consider a down year for Nolan Arenado.
Yeah.
So, I think he'll still be the number one guy here. But Ke'Bryan Hayes probably has the highest ceiling because the defense is there and he did start to hit last year. Mm-hmm. So for me, the question is, can he do it again? And he's so young and they've already invested so much in him. I think he can. All right. But yeah, I think Morel has the chance to be the best offensive player of this group just because Arenado's older. And again, he's coming off a year that he wasn't that great. Now he's still won a Silver Slugger, whatever. But like, I'm saying for his standards, right? I'm told this guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, okay? And we're talking about now. I'm not talking about his entire career. I'm talking about now, all right? So at the very least, if Arenado continues to be who he is, Morel can be the second best offensive player of this group. I truly believe.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
At the very least,
for sure.
FanGraphs ranking them among Major League Baseball third baseman positions for teams. They had the Cardinals 8th, Pirates 11th, Reds 16th, the Cubs 17th, just one spot behind Candelario with Morel, Wisdom, Madrigal, and then the Brewers 21st. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised the Cubs are even as high as 17th, to be honest with you.
I mean, I
if I had to pick one position where I would say the Cubs are absolutely at their weakest spot, it's third base because Bellinger can play first base if you need it.
That's fair. I was going to say.
And they don't have anybody of Bellinger's quality that you could put at third base.
No, that's fair, but I also
defensively, at least.
Defensively, yes.
Probably the lower third, maybe 20th or whatever. I mean, I don't have the full list ahead of me.
I don't remember where they put him. You know, I'd be interested to see where some other guys landed on there, too.
No, but I mean, that's as far as the rank, how they rank them in order of the central. I think that's a pretty solid ranking. Again, like we said, like Arenado's pretty clearly the number one, but then Key Brian Hayes is, in my mind, number two. And then who is it? It's Candelario and then that group with Morel leading the way for now. They're 16 and 17 on that ranking.
Yeah.
FanGraph. So yeah, I think because those could be pretty they could be interchangeable depending on the season that those two guys have.
Well, sure.
Candelario and Morel. And then obviously Frelick just lower than that. I think that's a fair ranking, the way to put them.
Jay says the people that picked that had too many blue moons. Had the Cubs at 17.
I think just to go off of what I said about Matt Shaw being a third for the Cubs by the end of the year. Like, it's the same thing for the Reds. That guy who got suspended for PEDs. He's the guy that they probably weren't playing third base this year, and they were going to play Candelario at first base. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So because of his suspension, Candelario's moving over.
Yeah, Noel V. Marte.
Right. And I'm one to say there's nothing wrong with steroids. I'm on them right now.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah.
On them right now.
So I personally would take Wisdom off our list. Like, I don't think Wisdom's going to be playing any third at all. I really don't. I think when he does come back, he will play DH / first base. And it will be in a very limited role. It will be against certain pitchers that don't throw high fastballs, and they will use him as a matchup-based guy, and just like they did in the second half of last year. That's what I genuinely feel like they're going to do. And so I think if Morel's not playing third, on days he's not playing third, and he could potentially be playing DH, or maybe they throw him out in the corner outfield because they want to get a guy off their feet, and they don't want to use Tauchman that day for whatever reason, you have the defense of Madrigal and Mastroboni there. And I think that does have value, all right? Now, hopefully, it's a lot of freaking fingers crossed and a lot of knocking on wood and a lot of praying, but if those guys can be an average way runs created plus, then you're going to feel like the Cubs are at least going to be better than the Reds overall at third base.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's hope so.
It just depends on the kind of seasons they have. Like Morel, like you mentioned the guy's defense, and like if Morel gets moved off third base at all this year, it's probably because of the defense. So, like, having a couple guys who you feel could be a little bit more reliable at the hot corner is good. So that's, you know, why obviously Madrigal and Mastroboni are still both around. Yeah. But no, yeah, I agree. Like, it's the group. it's going to be interesting to see how the group shakes out and like how the playing time is divvied out, because those guys are going to need to play at some point. But yeah, I do think that if you're comparing that to what the Reds have, obviously Candelario's their starting third baseman, I think that, yeah, there's potential for them to move ahead for, again, yeah, that group, but like with Morel at the top of it for now, definitely potential for that group to move ahead of the Reds even early in the season.
I think we're burying the lead a little bit here. With this third base logjam, how will this affect Nick Bandrigal's home run ceiling? Oh, will he be Nicky Two Taters or not?
Oh, man.
Nicky Two Taters.
You just wanted to ask.
As he called him to his face.
As he called it to his face.
He liked it.
He liked it.
Like, are you going to.
Well, I jokingly have said he's going to hit five this year, but.
Is he going to get enough at bats for that?
I don't know.
That's the question.
I don't know. Well, it depends on how many times he plays the White
Sox. Like you said, he looked bigger in the offseason. He looked bigger, right?
It depends on how many games he gets to play against the White Sox.
That's true. It also depends how many home runs Tim Anderson hits, because he's going to end up hitting more than him again.
I hope you're right, because it'll make the decision look that much better to let him go.
I will say this about Madrigal that does kind of worry me is the fact that, you know, he basically didn't play in spring just because of the injury. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's making the opening day roster and they're just going to use him in a limited role, it does kind of, like, it adds on to my, like, question of why are we going with them two instead of Alexander Canario. But at the same time, like, we know that those guys aren't everyday players anyway. So I guess for Madrigal, it's just all about staying ready and like taking advantage of any opportunity he gets. Because
that's the same for Mascheroni too.
Right.
Somebody could be traded. There's always trades too, right before the baseball season.
And injuries happen.
I'm not suggesting. And injuries. That's another.
Injuries happen. Like we're talking about Madrigal right now. He didn't play all spring because he was injured.
They're playing a game right now. Somebody pulls a hammy.
Yeah.
Yep. Hopefully on the Cardinals.
The chat says that Saya hit a homer.
Listen, I don't know where the Cubs rank at third base, but it's one of their weaker positions on paper going into the season. If you're doing rankings, Empire Today is at the top of the list. You get to shop at home convenience, the right product for your needs, quick and professional installation, and a low price guarantee. Empire Today is the best place to get new flooring. So, of course, there are copycats out there, but Empire can't be beaten on quality, service, speed, and competitors then try to advertise low-quality products that Empire just won't even carry. Empire won't promise the lowest prices because anybody who does that is putting flooring in your home that they wouldn't put in theirs. Empire has the philosophy. They want to help you find what you need, not overwhelm you with thousands of choices and substitutes. What they leave out of their selection is just as important as what they put into it. Only the best quality stuff. Then they've got that virtual floor designer. That's the key for me. It's a great way to see how your new floors are going to look in any space. It's easy. You just snap a picture on your phone, instantly see how those new floors will look in your room. If you're shopping for floors at a big box store, you might end up pretty frustrated because you might be talking to somebody today who was working in plumbing yesterday. They were working toilets yesterday. Today, they're trying to sell you new flooring. Flooring is all Empire Today does. They live and breathe flooring. You can be confident you're getting their honest, upfront advice. And they service their own warranties. If there's an issue that does come up, just call Empire. They service their warranty themselves. You don't have to track down a manufacturer's phone number. So schedule a free in-home estimate today. And are you ready for this? Pay attention now. Don't sleep on this. All listeners can receive a $350 discount when they use the promo code CHGO. Again, the four most important letters in the alphabet, CHGO. That's worth $350. How do I know it's true?
Hell yeah, brother.
Because the Godfather in the live YouTube chat already has done it, and he was satisfied and happy. More than that, he got his $350 off. Restrictions apply. See empiretoday.com/CHGO for details. Don't miss out. Look at that. Godfather right in the live chat.
Empire.
You want
A+.
There it is.
Yeah. Wrigley Man 1 says.
We don't pay him
says,
to say that.
We didn't.
No.
Wrigley Man 1 says this podcast gets him jacked up about flooring and dry cleaning.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one better about getting you jacked up about flooring, dry cleaning, and Blue Moon than us.
Yeah.
And bacon.
Speaking of getting jacked up, a lot of people saying I do look a little swole. Some people saying my head looks a little bit bigger since I've returned.
I told you, steroids are awesome.
Someone in the chat said that your hat actually looked pretty small.
It does. It feels smaller. Yeah. Hey, by the way, don't forget, opening day, come out and join us. We're not charging tickets. You don't have to pay anything to show up to Country Club. We just want to know how many people are going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So try and RSVP. You know, that's got to do with, we'll probably give some things away. We want to know what to bring.
Probably give out some merch or something.
We want to know how many people are going to be there. Yeah. So there'll be some merch giveaways, I would assume. Yeah. Come on out to Country Club. That's coming up Thursday for the watch party.
Yes.
We're going to do the post-game show there.
Yes.
So you get to see post-game show live. You could be in the live YouTube chat and live there. In fact, we'll probably have some comments and questions from the live studio audience, right? Yeah. Like if Niren's there and wants to fire off a question, all right, well, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's live.
Yeah.
Why not go for it?
Live,
right.
And then don't forget the dope merch that we just dropped today. Again, more dope merch we're dropping. We put out more new shirts. We have the Sunday Fun Day. We have the Defend the North Side. We've got the Sammy shirts out there. We've got the Belly Bomb shirts. We've got the new Chicago collection with the green flag. We've got the one with the L. We've got all the Bear stuff too. But we have so many new baseball shirts getting ready for baseball season. Stock up.
Yeah.
Stock up and load up. In this, by the way, the Bring Home Sammy comes in a very comfortable hoodie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Soft.
Soft. I got it. It's one of my favorites.
You don't need a shirt underneath it. It's just gentle.
Yeah, that's like the simplest but best way to describe any piece of clothing is like how soft.
Is it soft? That's right.
And this is the softest.
Is it going to chafe my nipples? No? Then I'll wear it.
I didn't think we get nipple chafing in the show today.
Did I just snort on the podcast? Yeah, yes.
Nobody wants nipple chafing from a shirt or a hoodie.
Absolutely.
Just when you thought only I say the most wild things on this show, Luke Stockmeyer jumps in talking about his nipples.
Hey, real quick. Well, speaking of wild, Ryan, is Tokyo next year? Are we going? Cubs Dodgers?
You're asking the wrong guy.
You'd like to go.
I would love to go.
Of the three of us, the most likely person to get to go to Tokyo is probably Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I don't know. I think it depends on how good the Cubs are this year.
I think it does.
I think if they make the playoffs, the odds go up.
Yeah.
The odds go up.
They need to make the playoffs so me and Luke can join Ryan.
If you buy a lot of merch, the odds go up.
Yeah.
Diehard memberships, the odds go up.
Yeah. Yes.
Super chats, odds go up.
We need our own version of the Duke. All right. The Duke is always giving out like hundreds of dollars to the Bear Show. We need someone to do that for us.
We need the Godfather. Godfather, we need you. Nope. I do want to point out, and as people have talked about in the chat, Seiya Suzuki has hit two home runs today. Ooh. Against the Cardinals.
Speaking of getting to see the Cubs play in Japan.
So Seiya, six home runs in spring training thus far. We've talked about it the last 2 years. 2022, obviously the lockout, and then, just a short ramp up period for him his first year because of the lockout, and then signing after the lockout, and then getting going, and then last year obviously the injury cost him pretty much all spring training, I believe. Like, what's he gonna do this year, having a fully healthy spring, a fully regular off season, 2 years into being in the States, and see what he's doing in spring? Like,
well, that's why we have a prediction show coming up on Wednesday.
That's tease.
We're finally doing the prediction show.
We call it tease, a big tease.
I've waited all offseason to finally do the prediction show.
Mm. By the way, if you remember, I predicted 83 wins last year, which was exactly correct.
Shut off the camera.
Spot on.
And it was going to blow you out the window.
Steven, that was done without steroids. That was pre-steroids when you're putting me in the Hall of Fame. By the way, if you're wondering what's going to happen with Ohtani, like you're like, what's going to go down with this? If you think baseball hasn't made up their mind, they did not schedule a game in Tokyo to have Shohei Ohtani be suspended. It did not happen.
Yeah.
They're not doing it because Seiya Suzuki and Imanaga might go play Yamamoto.
Right.
They're doing it because Ohtani is going to be there. And I would assume both teams would line it up on opening day. Ohtani would be the opening day starter for the Dodgers. And I wonder if the Cubs would be forced to start Imanaga. But he wins the Cy Young this year.
Or it could be Yamamoto.
It could be Yamamoto,
I assume there'd be two games over there.
That's true.
Well, it'd be interesting. And obviously Suzuki going back home, playing in Japan. And, I remember talking to Imanaga at spring and him talking about how many home runs Suzuki used to hit off him back when they would play each other in Japan. So I'm sure he's happy that Suzuki's on his side now, not hitting home runs off him anymore. But for Suzuki to go and, if it happens, play against or hit against Ohtani and Yamamoto in Japan, that'd be a cool thing to experience.
I mean, it would be cool. We'll see. Wrigley Man 1 says he's predicting 93 beer bets. Save that prediction for Wednesday.
Wow. I don't
save that prediction,
that prediction
for Wednesday.
Wrigley Man, he's drinking the Kool-Aid. I love that. I always respect the people who drink the same Kool-Aid as I do.
Especially when it's also known as Blue Moon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's definitely drinking the Blue Moons, baby. Hell yeah.
Kool-Aid, also known as Blue Moon.
Okay, our Kool-Aid is
the term Kool-Aid. It's just like it's
a general. Yeah,
it's a general.
It's like Kleenex.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 93. I don't hate it. I think we're going to Tokyo if they win 93.
Well,
if they win 93 games, I think somebody goes to Tokyo.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna need 2 more days to sit on my prediction. I'm not making my predictions yet. 93. I will say 93 feels high for me.
Stucky stats don't come out until Wednesday.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the way it is. Hey, thanks to Steven for running the ones and twos. We got him off that wretched Sox beat for a day.
I haven't been on a Sox show in a long time either. I'm on Bears now.
They still do them, right? These guys are still doing them?
They still do them, right?
Tim Anderson's gone, but they're still there, damn it.
I'm kidding.
No, Steven's a C-suite. He's a suit. He's up at the top.
That's
right.
He's at the top of the food chain now.
Yeah, he's moved up.
He's a VP now.
I like Jay's comment. Of those 93 beer bats, 20 of those will be save me from the pain chugs.
Oh, possible.
If that possible. If that is as relatable as to every Cubs fan, yes.
No choking allowed on the
DFW
show.
Susie, Cody DeLulu, Blue Moon. Yes.
Thanks, everybody in the live comment YouTube the chat for checking out today's show. Make sure you hit the like button on the way out. Is that 32 likes?
We need more.
32. It is, yes. We need more. I can't wait for our show to, like, the time.
Were there more when I was gone? When I was remote, were there more than that?
Yeah. Everyone was probably upset to see you back.
That's
on it.
A lot of people upset. A lot of that's what the thumbs down was right out of the gate. First guy was like, oh, old guy's back.
I look forward to our post games being right after games and stuff because I admittedly have not been a fan of our 3:30 time.
It's a tough time slot.
Yeah. Post game shows would be good. Yeah.
I like the 1:20.
The 1:20 was the best.
All right.
Because there was a lot more people during the live show, at least.
Let's go drink some Blue Moon. Yes. Thanks for checking out the Cubs CHGO Cubs podcast presented by Blue Moon. Made brighter. Get Blue Moon delivered and see delivery options by visiting GetBlueMoonBeer.com/CHGO. Celebrate responsibly. Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Thanks for watching. We're back tomorrow, 3:30. We'll be grading catchers, pitchers, and talking Cubs baseball. Yeah. See you then at 3:30. Until then, thanks for watching. Fly the W. Y'all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.